Father, dear father.
That's it, H.G. Wells. The end of another chapter. And pretty good stuff it is, too, even though I said it is short. Now, listen to this, H.G. Just wag your tail if you approve. Oh, blast that worn carpet. I'll kill myself if I'm not careful. You don't have to wag your tail about that, H.G. Ahmed Saeed crept stealthily on soundless feet along the carpeted corridor. He stopped at room 43, listened carefully for a moment, and then reached for the door handle. And then he froze as a voice behind him said...
Stick him up!
It didn't. It said, good evening, Ahmed Sahib.
Oh, I ought to know, because I said it. Stick him up.
What the dickens...
No, don't turn around. Now, let's see what you're carrying first.
Really?
All right, you're clean. You can turn around now.
Good heavens, you're real. H.G. Wells!
No, watch it.
Seize him.
Go on, seize
him. Watch it. All I'm watching is that overstuffed sofa cushion wagging its tail. Look here, you can't come creeping into people's houses saying stupid things like, stick him up.
I've just done it. Now you do it. Stick him up.
The kettle's singing, the doorbell's ringing, and the crockery needs a drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on, clock's ticking on.
As a busy housewife, you'll really appreciate Cobra Touch Furniture Polish to instantly shine furniture as you dust. And as the shine goes on, so does Cobra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Cobra Touch, the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Cobra Touch?
Now, look here. This is not only ridiculous, standing here with my arms up like this, but it's also extremely tiring.
Now, don't drop them till I tell you.
But you don't know what it's like. All the blood's rushing to my armpits.
All right, you can put them down, but no tricks.
Thank you. I say, is that gun loaded?
It wouldn't be much good if it wasn't, would it?
Fascinating. You know, I've written about chaps like you so many times that I've never actually met one before. Have you been at it long?
Long enough.
As long as that. Have you ever done time?
Done who?
Time. I mean, have you ever been in quad?
In where?
Oh, really? Are you sure you're a burglar? You don't seem to know very much about
it. Oh, now, listen.
What do you fancy to do, Lunch, Mr. Patrick? How about a noise? Oh, you've got a visitor. I've gone back later.
And who was that?
That was Nanny, Mrs. Harris, my housekeeper. And my dear chap, you can't let her go like that. She'll sing.
Well, I don't mind. I fancy a bit of a tune myself.
No. When I say she'll sing, I mean she'll squeal.
Well, you'd expect her voice to be a bit thin at her age.
She will squeal, man. She will blow the gap.
Eh?
Tell the police.
Oh, well, why don't you say so? You better get her back.
Nanny! Maybe too late, of course. She could be halfway down the street on the way to the police station by now.
Yes, Mr. Patrick.
Ah, Nanny, this is Mr.
Charlie.
Mr. Charlie. He's a burglar.
How do you do? I'm very pleased to know he's a what?
Or would you prefer me to call you a stick-up artist?
Now, look, where do you get all these fancy names from? You've been reading them tripey books.
My dear fellow, I've been writing those tripey books, that is, crime books, for 20 years. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't. Sit down, lady. Make yourself comfortable.
But I've got some bonds in the oven.
Hey?
And and a rhubarb pie.
You'd better sit down, Nanny.
Yeah. Right. Who else have you got in the house, Dad?
Dad? I'll have you know that I object to being called Dad.
Daddy!
Oh, well, Daddy, then. Who else is there?
Daddy, could I borrow a couple of pounds?
Well, if Mr. Charlie here doesn't mind, it'll be £2 less for him.
Mr. Charlie?
Charlie Watkins.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Watkins? Oh, you've got a gun. What a beautiful little automatic. May I have a look?
Oh, sure. It's one of... No. Of course you can't have a look.
He's a burglar, Anna.
He isn't.
I am.
Karen! Karen, quick, come and look what we've got.
Oh, you mean there's someone else?
Yes, there's my other daughter, Karen.
What's happened?
Look what Daddy's caught. A burglar.
Really?
He has not caught me. I've caught him and this housekeeper of his.
Oh, dear. What did you catch them doing?
Miss Curran!
Karen, I must ask you to appreciate the seriousness of the situation. Mr. Watkins is carrying out a heist.
Doing what?
Oh, God. It's a bit much when our first burglar can't even speak his own language.
Now, you must take a couple of Daddy's books with you, Mr. Watkins.
I don't think he's a burglar at all. He doesn't look like one.
Oh, I don't know. From a certain angle, he's a very shifty looking. Turn your head round.
Hey, what is this? Stop messing about.
Oh, I say, can you spin your burglary out for a few hours till Jeremy comes in? He'd love to meet you.
Jeremy? You mean there's someone else?
Oh, yes. He's my fiancé, and we were nearly married until Daddy messed everything up. He gave Jeremy sleeping pills instead of aspirins on what should have been our wedding day.
Oh, what a nit.
Well, yes, he is. If I told you some of the things
Anna,
that
do you mind?
Do you want to tell him yourself?
No, I do not. I do not want to tell this young man anything except to tell him to get out of my house. What sort of burglary is this, anyway, with a pair of you standing there and gossiping away like Elsie and Doris Waters?
Who?
Before your time. This doesn't even begin to look like a burglary. You haven't done any of the most obvious things.
Like what?
Well, like ripping the telephone cord away from the wall, like this.
Hey, oh, you can't do that. That's stupid, isn't it?
You've seen the way he's behaving. It's an offence against all I've ever sat down to type for. Haven't you any professional pride?
Well, I held you up proper, didn't I?
Not really. You were waving that gun about as though it was a stick of celery.
Oh.
Now, when you're sticking a gun in someone's ribs, you have to be firm. You have to be decisive.
Uh-huh.
Here, let me show you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, you drop into a gunfighter's crouch.
Hmm?
Now, and you say, get him up!
Oh!
That fooled you, young man, didn't it? Hey, that fooled you. Niarchos fell for the same thing in the case of the twisty die.
Oh, Mr. Patrick, that was clever.
Well, Nanny, when it comes to a battle of wits, watch it, Watkins. Now, what are you going to do now, my boy?
Hey? Well, I'm going to use me other gun. This one. The one that is loaded.
But you said this one was loaded.
Well, it is. Yeah, with blanks.
With blanks?
Charlie, that was clever.
Ah, thanks, miss.
Yes, when it comes to a battle of wits...
That'll be quite enough, Anna. Blanks. Apart from being a rotten burglar, he's a liar, too. You can't trust anyone these days.
Mr. Watkins...
Oh, that's all right, miss. You don't need to put your hand up.
Oh, but I do. And it's only one hand. Didn't you ever put your hand up in school?
Eh? Oh, well, okay, but don't be too long. Eddie?
Yeah.
Keep your eye on this one. She's asked to be excused, huh?
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Eddie.
Yes, we heard, but what's he doing here?
Well, he's my mate. I couldn't watch out for you lot till tomorrow night all alone, could I?
Tomorrow night? You mean you're intending to stay here?
Oh, that's right.
That settles it then. I'm off.
Yeah, and where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to my kitchen. If we've got to wait all that time to be shot, I'm going to get me bums out of the oven and make us all a nice cup of tea.
Well, where are they now, Anna?
Well, Eddie's on guard in the hall and Charlie's in the kitchen knocking back Nanny's rhubarb pie.
Yes, well, that should take care of him. Karen, stand by the door and keep an eye open for them while I telephone Sergeant Cross at the police station.
Daddy, you can't telephone. You ripped the cord away from the wall.
Oh, no. That's what everyone thought. I only ripped the plug out.
Oh, Daddy, that was clever. When it comes to a battle of wits...
Are you taking the mickey?
Daddy, as if I would.
Well, that's all right. I'll get those two young crooks behind bars so fast they won't know what's hit them. When they came here, they picked the wrong number. Oh, hello. This is Patrick Carter, Hillsdown Avenue. Listen, I want you to come round and collect two young men.
Oh, that's nice.
Huh? Who is that?
Miss Myrtle Sauna and Massage Parlor.
Oh, yeah.
What happened, Daddy?
I picked the wrong number, too. Yes, I wonder what number it was. Oh, hello. Could I speak to Myrtle? I mean to Sergeant Cross.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's busy with a case.
Well, can't he open it some other time? This is urgent.
I mean, he's out on way, sir.
Oh, well, my name is Carter, Patrick Carter, of 121 Hillsdown Avenue.
Oh, Mr. Carter. Oh, yes, sir, I know all about you.
Oh, do you really? Read my books, have you?
No, sir, but I've read Sergeant Cross's warning about him. That is, his memorandum about you, sir. You and him have had quite a few chats over the phone, haven't you, sir?
We have, yes.
Yeah, well, about whether it's possible to put two people in the same straitjacket and things like that, eh?
Yes, quite right. And I must say, he wasn't very helpful that time. He asked me who the other one would be.
And then there was something to do with how to escape from a prison cell with only a nail file and a pair of water wings, too, wasn't there, sir?
Yes, but that doesn't matter now. The thing is, I've got two burglars.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Two of them, did you say?
Yes, Charlie and Eddie.
Oh, on first-name basis, eh? You've been having chats with them too, sir, have you?
Yes, they're staying until tomorrow night.
Till tomorrow? That's sort of unusual burgling, don't you think, Mr. Carter?
Well, they're unusual burglars. They don't even seem to know much about it at all. I can't speak for Eddie, because so far all I've heard him say is, yeah. But Charlie's an absolute beginner.
Well, we all got to start somewhere, haven't we?
Oh, that's true, very true, Sergeant. But I even had to pull the phone out for him.
This phone, sir? The one you're using?
Yes, clever, eh?
Look, Mr. Carter, if they're staying till tomorrow night, there's plenty of time left. Suppose you sleep on it tonight, and by tomorrow morning, it might all turn out to be a bad dream.
How can I sleep on it when my house is infested by desperadoes? Now, look, why don't you surround the house quietly so they won't know anything about it? And,
would a couple of hundred men be enough, do you think?
Yes, I should think so, but do please ask them to keep out of the flower beds. Now, at a signal from me, let them have a few bursts of tear gas.
Tear gas? Now, look here, Mr. Carter, I'm a busy man. I've got some reports to write.
No, no, on second thought, you can't use tear gas.
Well, that's something anyway.
Not unless we can think of a way of smuggling four gas masks into the house first. For me and Nanny and the girls, you see. No, make it five. Jeremy might be home by that time. Have you got that, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Five gas masks.
Good man.
Tell me, sir.
Yes?
Have you still got that straitjacket?
Eh? Oh, no, that was just an imaginary situation I was discussing with Sergeant Cross.
That's what I thought. You've got a very vivid imagination, haven't you, sir?
Oh, yes, I invent all kinds of things for my books. Well, how's my idea of surrounding the house sound to you?
Oh, fine, sir, fine. People are light reading about that.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course, bound to be in the papers, isn't it? Yes. Right here then, Sergeant, I'll keep an eye open for you.
Yeah, and I'll keep both eyes open for you, Mr. Carter. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye. Sound chap, that. Not like the other fellow, that Sergeant Cross. He never believes a word I say.
The kettle's singing, the doorbell's ringing and the crockery needs a drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on, clock's ticking on.
As a busy housewife, you'll really appreciate Kubra Touch Furniture Polish to instantly shine furniture as you dust. And as the shine goes on, so does Kubra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Kubra Touch, the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Kubra Touch?
Any sign of the police yet, Anna?
Not yet.
Good. I want to get these ideas down before the action starts.
Daddy, I'm just a silly girl who doesn't understand these things the way you do, but would you answer me one question?
Well, of course, dear.
Why don't we all just jump out of the window and leave them to it?
My dear girl...
Eddie spends most of his time in the kitchen asleep, and Charlie's always in the kitchen. He can't see anything over the top of his nose bag.
Anna, don't you realize that we are concerned in a real-life drama?
Hmm?
Those men are killers.
Oh, really?
No, don't be fooled by the fact that they look like,
mental defectives?
Exactly. I know the type. Remember Babyface Nelson?
No.
Ah, well, there you are, you see.
Where?
Anna, stop being difficult. Just take it from someone who knows that one wrong step could lead to carnage.
The only step Charlie's interested in leads to the fridge.
Well, he's playing it cool, that's all. But you wait till you see that boyish mask drop away to reveal the contorted features of a killer. I don't want to see my family gunned down. Besides, it's marvelous material for my book.
Daddy, you're getting carried away.
What?
Please, don't get carried away.
Well, we'll just have to hope it doesn't come to that, Anna.
Well, I think I'll go and put on my bulletproof corset and go and see how Babyface Charlie's getting on.
All right, Anna. Remember, be careful.
Don't worry, Daddy. He won't eat me. At least not until he's finished everything else there is in the house. It beats me how his teeth stand up to it. I'll see you later.
Now, you're a great cook, Ma, you know that?
Ah, go on with you.
Straight up. I never had tripe and onions like that before.
I don't suppose you have. It was steamed cod.
Oh, was it? That was all I had against it. It's a bit hard to cut with a fish knife.
Charlie, if you're a burglar, why don't you burgle something? Why do you have to stay till tomorrow night?
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't believe you're a burglar at all. You don't look like one.
Oh, appearances can be very deceptive, though, dear. Look at Mr. Harris.
Eh? I thought he died.
Oh, he did, dear. Yes, a long time ago. I mean, look at him as he was. It wasn't until after I'd married him that I was told he looked like Charlie Peace.
But this Charlie doesn't look like that Charlie, do you, Charlie? I mean... I mean, you're really very good looking.
I don't know.
Oh, there's so much strength in your face. And yet your eyes are so gentle. Are you married, Charlie?
No.
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't be convenient, like, with all the night work.
Ah. Well, you look so muscular. Are you?
Got me share, I suppose.
It must be from all that shilling up and down drain pipes.
Well, that's me grub. I've had it. What do we do now?
Well...
You will not!
Hey, look, I know. Why don't we go out and see a movie? Eddie can keep his eye on things here.
You know, that's a great idea. Eddie?
Yeah?
Stay away. I'm going out for a bit.
Yeah.
Good. So long, now.
Goodbye, dear. Have a nice time. What am I saying? Mr. Eddie, would you like a piece of me rhubarb pie? Thank you very much. If there's anything else you want, just ask.
Daddy! Daddy, look!
Yes, very nice, Anna. It's the same thing you've been wearing all day, isn't it?
No, I mean, look out of the window. He's taken Karen away. That man, Charlie, look!
What? Good heavens, the swine, he's taking her as a hostage.
Well, aren't you going to do something?
Yes. I have to change my ideas about this chapter. I didn't think he'd do anything like that.
No, I mean, stop him. Go after him. Beat him up.
Well, yes, but... well, we don't want to trigger him off, do we? This is a matter for the police. We're dealing with a psychopath, remember? But we'll be all right if we remain calm. Panicking at this stage will get us nowhere. If you want to see Karen again, we've got to stay calm. Hello? Hello?
You're talking into the listening bit, Daddy. Oh, yeah.
Hello? No, I mean, hello.
Oh, police station. Sergeant Wilkins speaking.
Patrick Carter here.
Oh.
It's Sergeant Croft.
But I wish he was. What is it this time, sir?
Now, keep calm, Sergeant. It's no use panicking, but I need your help urgently.
Yeah, I know, sir. 5 gas masks and every available man to surround your blooming house.
No. That's off.
Oh, that's good. Them gas masks might have been a bit of a problem, you see. Well, if that's all, Mr.
Carter... Oh, don't be ridiculous, man. I told you there was an emergency. How long will it take to throw a police cordon round Hampstead?
Blimey.
I want it started immediately. My daughter's been kidnapped.
All right, sir. Name?
Charlie.
Charlie Carter? It's a funny name for a girl, isn't it?
Charlie Watkins. He's the kidnapper. The kidnappee is my daughter, Carol.
Yeah, this wouldn't be the same Charlie who was burgling you, would it?
It would and it is. Why don't you do something instead of asking so many questions?
Yeah, and why don't you...
Yes, Sergeant.
Why don't you switch over to writing fairy stories, Mr. Carter? You're better at them than anything.
Yes, that's right. Long, blonde, shoulder-length hair. Hmm? Karen, oh, she's got hair like that, too. Yes. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Who's that, Daddy?
The BBC. Friend of mine on television news. He's putting it on at 10 o'clock. Now we'll see some action. Millions of viewers will be on the lookout for them.
Well, why don't the police come and pick up the other one, Eddie?
Because they're faster asleep than he is. And I don't want the police all over the house now. If Charlie... Jeremy! Jeremy, my boy!
Hello, sir. Hello, Anna.
Oh, hello, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy, am I glad to see you.
You are?
Yes. They've got Karen.
Who have?
The kidnappers. The next thing will be the ransom note.
Are you serious, sir?
But of course I'm serious. Tell him, Anna.
We've had burglars in, darling.
Oh, heavens above. You make it sound like we've had the decorators in. Jeremy, I don't want to alarm you in any way, but for several hours we have been in a state of siege. We've been threatened by firearms, goaded almost beyond endurance, and eaten out of house and home. Now the ringleader snatched Karen.
And you said you didn't want to alarm me in any way.
The first thing we have to do is collar that ruffian in the kitchen.
Nanny, you mean?
No! The one who's been left on guard, Eddie. We'll creep up on him, and when I give the signal, you'll grab him.
Hey?
Now, come on. If you want to become a member of this family, you'll have to show a little moral fiber. Now, you lead the way, and I'll back you up. You stay here, Anna. Things might get a little rough. That's the answer. We've got to have him trussed up before he knows what's hit him. Stand aside.
Oh, good. Yes.
I'll crash the door open, and in you go.
Hey.
You ready?
No.
Now, come on, Jeremy. Show us what you're made of. One, two, three, go!
Ah! Oh.
Have you got him?
Jeremy, are you all right?
Yeah, not a scratch. I think I must have frightened him away. There's nobody here.
Well, he was here only a few minutes ago. He was sitting right there at the kitchen table.
Well, I know I'm short-sighted, sir, but I can't see anyone. There's only this note.
Note?
Yes, from Nanny. It says, Karen and Charlie at pictures. Eddie and I won't be long. We've gone to bingo.
What sort of burglars are these two? That's what I'd like to know. One of the pictures and the other of bingo. It's making a mockery of crime.
Well, it's a pity there weren't three of them. Someone could have taken me dancing.
Anna! That's hardly... Shh! Someone's coming.
Now we'll find out what's going on. Jeremy, stand on the other side of the door. I'll stand on this. Anna, get the poker.
Right.
Show no mercy.
Oh,
ah, take it!
No!
Karen, Nanny, that's all. Where are those two young blackguards?
They're not blackguards, Mr. Patrick. Eddie's a very nice young man.
So's Charlie. Sexy, too.
So it's terrible seeing them taken away.
Taken away?
Yes, darling, by the military police. Huh? They were supposed to be on a survival course in Epping Forest. But they thought it'd be much more comfortable surviving in someone's home just pretending to be burglars.
You mean they were pretending?
But what about those guns?
Well, they're toy guns. I'm surprised you didn't spot that, Daddy.
Well, I did, of course. But one can't take chances with a family to protect.
Oh, that's true, Daddy. That's very true.
Well, that then, eh? All over.
There's just one thing, Daddy.
What's that?
There's a big box outside the door.
A box? I wonder what that could be. Good grief, that gas mask!
Gas mask?
What's that fool of a police sergeant up to?
Daddy, he must have seen the news flash on telly. You forgot to cancel it.
And he must have seen it.
Oh! Quick,
Nanny, get the tablecloth. We surrender. Come on.
Bell's ringing and the crockery needs a drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on.
As a busy housewife, you'll really appreciate Kubra Touch Furniture Polish to instantly shine furniture as you dust. And as the shine goes on, so does Kubra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Kubra Touch, the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Kubra Touch? Thank you.
That was Father Dear Father with Tom Meehan, Yvonne Bristow, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Maureen Adair, Brian Squires, Stephen Barden, and Frank Graham. The show was produced by Brian Squires for the manufacturers of Dog's Delight, who cordially invite you to join them again next Thursday at 8:30 for another half hour with Father Dear Father.